12 tips for happiness and success.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast every single day, Monday through Friday. We're here with you. And today we have 12 tips for happiness and success. I think if you just take 6 of the 12 and you begin to seriously apply them, you will see massive change in your life. Your life will change in positive ways. I really mean that. But you have to apply them. It's one thing to listen to these tips. It's another thing to take a few of them and say, okay, I can apply that right now. Before we get going, though, I want to take a moment to remind you to be sure and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for sharing our podcast on your Facebook page. It means a great deal to us because now we're able to reach more people with this empowering message. Okay, we're going to go through the 12 tips. There's 12 of them. It's going to take a little time, but they're important. You're going to get something very special out of them. So we'll be right back after this important timeout.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
Well, tip number one, positive affirmations. Because when you are doing and saying positive affirmations on a regular basis, and there's a right way to do positive affirmations, and there's a way that's not so effective. But when you're doing them on a regular basis, you're going to notice all of a sudden, it's going to be like a light bulb has gone on in your head. You're going to start attracting new things, new opportunities, more income, more love, happiness, vitality, health, vigor, because your mind is now saturated with positive energy, and what you think about, remember, what you think about is what you become, and what you become is what you attract. So, you know, the law of attraction, it's a tough law, and some people don't buy into all of it, but it basically says every aspect of our life at some level, we attracted it. Well, we can only take responsibility for the levels that we are aware of. And that is our thoughts. We know what we're thinking. And we know what thoughts fill up our subconscious mind. Even if we can't see them or hear them, they come filtering into our consciousness more often than not. when you begin to saturate your mind and your life with positive thoughts, all kinds of changes, good changes, uplifting changes are going to take place. And they're going to take place quickly. Number two, gratitude. You know, every day we need to take a moment or two and set it aside for all the things we're grateful for. Now, we can't go through everything, but take two or three things each day and just quietly say to yourself, you know, I am absolutely grateful that I have a healthy body. I am absolutely grateful that the weather's been so mild. I'm grateful that my garden is growing so well. I'm grateful that my children are so loving. Whatever it is that's important to you, gratitude helps you attune to positive thoughts, but more importantly, it's almost impossible. Maybe it is impossible. I'm not certain. But it's almost impossible to be thinking negatively when you are focused on all the things that you are grateful for. Two just don't go hand in hand. You just can't have them working at the same time. So the more time and energy you put into gratitude, the better off you're going to be. Okay, number three, intentions. You need to be putting out intentions on a regular basis to the universe and make those intentions positive, uplifting, exciting, exhilarating, worthy. I think putting out a positive intention is absolutely essential. As a matter of fact, I want to kind of make a note right now that we're going to do at least an entire podcast on how to implant intentions into the universe. Intentions that manifest. Intentions that come about. That change your life. The whole law of attraction is about intentions. But you have to make them. And the way you make them is not just think them in your mind. It's you write them down on paper. Not typing, writing. Got to write them down. I have a client friend who likes to put his intentions and affirmations and all of that on a recording so that he can listen to it. And I think that there's some value there. But I also think he's missing the point. And that is, you've got to put skin in the game. You've got to do the work. You've got to write out the intention. You've got to read it out loud every day. You've got to emotionalize it and actualize it and visualize it. Next, study successful people. Look, if somebody is doing something that you want to do, take a look at what they're doing and how they got to where they're at. Now, the good news is if it took somebody 10 years to accomplish what they've accomplished, it could only take you 5 years because they kind of broke fresh ground for you. Now you can simply emulate their success and you can do it in 5 years. So study successful people. And when you're around people that are successful in any line of work, ask them questions. Number seven, no buts, no what ifs, no can'ts, and no won'ts. It won't work. Cut that out of your vocabulary. It will work. We'll find a way. We don't know the way yet, but we'll find a way. I can't do that. You can do that. The question is, do you want to? No what ifs. Well, what if this happens? Well, okay, that's a good question. What if it doesn't happen? So let's cross out of our vocabulary and our thinking those kind of statements that stop the flow of positive energy, of growth, of development. And let's focus more and more on language, because language works in conjunction with our thought process and our thought pattern. Let's work on developing language that's positive, resourceful, strong. I want to remind you that some of you are going through something right now. You're struggling through a marriage that isn't working. Your boyfriend left you and you want him back. Perhaps you're trying to build a new business and it's not growing as fast as you would like. Perhaps you're a salesperson and you'd like to double, triple, or quadruple your sales. Whatever it is that you want, Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching can help you have it. Look, we've been doing this since 2007, and we have been teaching the sacred mysteries of the Law of Attraction for over 30 years. We can help you have the life you want, the love you crave, the money you desire, the health you deserve. This is serious. You can have a miracle. Some of you right now listening to this podcast have a miracle waiting for you within 7 days. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. Absolutely free, no obligation. I want you to write me a letter if it's critical. In other words, you've gone through a breakup or you've got a health issue. Write me a letter. If it's not critical, but you're sincerely interested in still claiming your 30 minutes of Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching, if you want miracles in your life, then fill out our application on our website. And while you're visiting our website, be sure and check out all the articles and resources we have there for you. I mean, we've got tons of, you know, personal empowerment and Law of Attraction resources. So check out the website. It's there for you. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Come visit us. Let's work together. Claim your 30 minutes. It's absolutely free. And I want you to discover firsthand what we can do for you. Okay. Next, conquer your fears. If you have a fear, you need to conquer it. Doesn't mean that some fears aren't valid. You know, for example, base jumping. Here's a fear you may not need to conquer because, you know, there's a pretty high probability that you're going to get hurt or killed in that sport. A lot of people do. So that's a fear you can say, let it go. I have a fear of base jumping, but I'm never going to do it anyway. But what about making more money? What about getting yourself involved in that relationship? What about saving your marriage? What fears do you have there? What about traveling or moving across the world? You see, your fears can hold you back from things that you absolutely find enjoyable and exhilarating. So you need to conquer them. You don't need fear debilitating your life. Next, be open-minded, but focus on your values. You know, there's one thing about being open-minded. That's good, and I want you to be open-minded, but you also have values and beliefs. So analyze those values, analyze those beliefs, make certain that they still work for you, that they are still empowering you, or that they take you to where you want to go and who you want to become. And then hang on to those values. Defend them. Even in the face of so-called open-mindedness. Next, believe in abundance and freedom. Believe in abundance and freedom. True abundance for an individual as well as a society only comes through maximum freedom. True abundance only comes through freedom. So you need to embrace freedom, your freedom. You have freedom of thought. Viktor Frankl, who spent years in a German concentration camp, said the one thing they couldn't take away from me was what I was thinking. They could not make me think what they wanted me to think. You have that freedom. You need to claim it right now. Nobody can take away your freedom. And when you have an opportunity to politically express yourself, always side on the side of freedom, because when you side on the side of freedom, you side on the side of your own personal abundance. It's that simple. Well, number 11, I call it the ID. The ID. What is your ID? Improve daily. Improve, you know, every aspect of your life a little bit. You don't have to improve a lot. Just improve a little bit. And if you do that over a period of time, if you have a commitment to improve daily over a period of time, you're going to notice huge changes in yourself, in your life, in your abundance, in your love, in your money, in your happiness, in your health, in your vitality. Well, number 12, you know what it is. If you've listened to this podcast at all, you know exactly what it is. Take action. Got to take action. There is no attraction without action. Action is absolutely essential. So ask yourself this question before this podcast ends. What action will I take today? What action? It can be a little small action. It can be a phone call. You know, it can be a micro action, but maybe you've been putting it off for a while. What action can I take today that will improve my business, my marriage, my company, my health, my vitality, my joy, my happiness? Come on. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have it all. You have no limits. I mean that. You know that. And you believe it. That's why you're here. And that's why you're sharing the good news about the law of attraction with your friends, family, coworkers, because the more people we can empower in our world, you know, the better the world is going to be. It's that simple. Empowered people, you know, empower other people. Disempowered people want to steal other people's power because they don't have any themselves. Okay, we're out of time. Wow, went by fast. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for sharing us on Facebook and Twitter. And we will see you soon right here. Well, we won't see you, but we'll talk to you. And we appreciate your letters. Keep writing. Thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.